Vic Naidoo, weekdays 12 to 3 p.m. East Coast
Radio. How are you today? How was your weekend? I'm Vic Naidoo. I'm very excited to be hanging out with you until 3 o'clock today. As always, every Monday to Friday, I've got Andy James standing by with traffic. And today, I want to talk to my short kings and queens. I got 99 problems, but being short ain't one of them. I'm not unusually tall or short. I can reach things. I ain't got issues. I have no problems.
Savage.
But I would imagine that short people have it so much harder than tall people. I always kind of feel powerful when I'm on a plane and someone short asks me to help them get their luggage from the overhead luggage compartment. And I'm like, sure. So besides the fact that everything on the top shelf is unreachable, even if you use a stool, sometimes a height adjustable aid is not at your disposal. And there's also problems, I think, of not being able to see anything in a concert. Or like hoping that no one tall sits in front of you at the movies. Or that, you know, people often find themselves having to bend down to give you a hug. Can you relate to any of these, Andy James? Do you consider yourself a short queen?
I've been delusional for a very long time. And I've accepted that I am average to short. Almost short, but not like disabled short. But yeah. Normal short. So I am like around 1.5, 1.56.
Percy, there's no such thing. I'm gonna check you there. There's no such thing as disabled short.
So I'm 1.56 ish. Yeah. So I can reach top of the fridge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I bring up this a very short person.
Yeah.
Used my car.
No. Yeah.
Guys, it took me about 45 minutes to adjust everything again.
Yeah, really.
Like, it was the rear view mirror, the side mirrors, the seats, the steering wheel. It was just like, wow.
You are pretty tall.
Wow. Though.
You are pretty tall.
It's
when
a lot.
You and you hug me, you have to bend down to hug uh-huh. me. So you are pretty tall.
But I'm not like unremarkably tall. Things are working, yeah. But I imagine it must be quite rough down there. How is it down there? Tell me your struggles on 0617929495, my short kings and queens. We are listening to you this afternoon. You have a voice this afternoon.
Hey Vic, Lisa from the Bluff. So I'm short. The tape measure is longer than me. I have lots of fun in the shops when I have to get something off the top shelf. I either stand on a shelf below if it's very supportive, or I stop some tall dude going past and saying, please can you help me? Please, can you get me something off the top shelf? And they just giggle to themselves and like, no problem, here we go. And then I turn to the wife and say, it's not a pickup line. I just needed really help to get that bottle or whatever's off the top shelf. Always love your show. Bye.
No, you tall people cannot imagine what it's like to be at a shop looking up at the top shelf and having to scour the area if there's anyone tall nearby to ask them if they can get what you need. And then attempting now to climb on the shop's cupboards or whatever you call it, shelves, to get what you need at the back of the top shelf. And then the worst part is the front one is always smooshed up. So now you need the second one. So you've now climbed on the shelf and now you have to put that first one down to go and get the second one. Oh, it's tough. It's tough being a short person.
Vic Naidoo, weekdays 12 to 3 p.m.
If you've just tuned in, welcome. That's what we're discussing, the struggles of the short kings and queens amidst us. Now, from what I'm getting here is that it seems trying to reach things on top of a shelf is nearly impossible. So step stools are a necessity and climbing is a valuable skill for short people to have. What else? Maybe crop tops are so long that they actually fit you like a regular t-shirt. 0617929495. Then we're discussing the struggles of short kings and queens. Like, how do you decorate a Christmas tree? There are also some pluses to this, right? Like, legroom is probably not an issue for you. People think you're younger than you actually are because of your height. Like, I wouldn't have that issue. 0617929495.
Good afternoon, Vic Naidoo. The struggle is real for short people. I am 1.5 and sometimes I need something and it's packed right on the top. So it's very difficult to reach it. And sometimes you get some kind people in the store that would actually help you to get the stuff. So that's a good thing. But then I would like sometimes just stand over there and stare because, you know, shortness is not going to help you to get that thing out of the shop, if you know what I mean.
Hi Vic, so I'm short and I'm 1.52 meters and when I cannot reach stuff in the cupboards at home, I use the roll of cling wrap or foil to actually pull the stuff off the shelf and bring it right to the edge, and I use, and then I catch it. When my son's not around, that's what I do. And then, yeah, in the stores, like, I ask people who walk past if they're taller than me that, please could you help me, and everybody's always so helpful. Thanks.
Hey Vic, so I'm 157 centimeters short, so not overly short, but still short. I absolutely love being short. I see getting stuff off the top shelf as a task. So I love climbing on top of everything. It's fun for me.
Silver
lining.
I love
being a monkey. My biggest thing is I'm married tall and we often share the same car. So
would marrying tall be the same thing as marrying up?
So he sits with his seat all the way to the back. I sit on top of the steering wheel. I have my seat up as high as possible. He has it as low as possible. So it's always an adjustment getting in and out of the car half the time. But it's fun either way. I have often seen him whack his head on certain things. So for me, that is one of the best things about being short, is I can laugh at him whenever he hits his head on stuff. But yeah, Nash, being short is absolutely amazing. Love your show.
As always, thank you for getting involved.
Vic Naidoo, weekdays 12 to 3 p.m. East Coast Radio.